Blog Talk Radio.
When the days are cold and the cards all fold and the saints we see are all made of gold. When your dreams all fail and the wounds we hail are the worst of all and the bloods run stale. I wanna hide the truth, I wanna shelter you.
Hi, Tana.
cutie. Love you. Hi, Joe. Love you. Hi, Mama Pat. Love you.
Hi, sweeties. How you doing?
Hello, Pat. Nice to hear your voice. And Keith, it's great to have you here, Keith. Alana and Joe and Tana and Keith and Pat and 750 or 754, I just lost you. I think that's either Elizabeth or Kimberly. So call back. I don't know why you drop. Sometimes calls drop. I don't know why, but call back. Welcome, everybody.
Hey.
Welcome.
Hey, Pat.
Yeah.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Everybody. Electricity's in the air. We're going home this weekend.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
We out of here, JoJo.
We surely are.
Amen.
You know, I read the morning show. I think Tana read Jim's word from Acts 2:17 now, but I don't think I ever read it in the evening show. I don't think I ever did. I usually never risk. I never miss reading Jim's words from Acts 2:17 now that he gets from the Lord. But today I thought, I don't think I read that in the evening service, the last word that Jim had from the Lord. Did I read that, guys? I don't think
I
did.
I don't think so.
I know, Tana, you did. She's so good.
She read.
Yeah. I'm going to read it, you guys. What a great way to start our service with hearing the Lord through Jim's mouth. It was a really great word. And, you know, Michelle hosted the morning show, and she shared a really cool dream that she had. And I hope she can't call in. She's at work. But I told her to make a video of it, too. It was very cool.
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool.
So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to read Jim's word. What a great way to start our service. 754, though, we want you to call back. I think that was either Elizabeth or Kimberly. So call back. And here I go. I'm going to read this word. Beautiful, beautiful word. And here it goes. And he also speaks in tongue in one sentence. In tongues, it's kind of funny. Okay, yes, children, the attack from that old devil continues as I get closer to pulling you up from this disaster of a world. First, he tried to bring division among you, my faithful ones, and now he tries to make you each doubt your worthiness to enter my kingdom. He tries to put fear in your heart, making you think you will not be able to return to your eternal home, heaven. The devil knows that he is lost, and that the vast majority of the people of earth will be in heaven soon. He knows that. So he knows that now is his only chance to torment you, because he will have no influence upon you whatsoever when you enter my kingdom. Rejoice as he attempts to give you doubts in this final hour, for he knows that you are mine and protected in eternity. Rejoice that you are an enemy of Satan and that he would feel so threatened by your faith to attack you relentlessly while he still can. You will overcome these attacks, children. He knows your weaknesses, and I allow him to push you at times. Did you hear that? God allows him to push us at times, but only to allow for my work to be done. You will not be harmed. He will tell you to judge. Face this attack just as my son did in the desert, and dismiss the devil of his pride. Use the shrewdness that I gave your spirit once you realize that my son gave you the gift of eternal life and the impossibility, certain situation of death. Use the creativity and endless imagination that I gave you when I made you in my image to fight all the devil's ever predictable attacks. Yes, he loses in the end, but his only chance to win exists now on this earth. Get it? This is his territory, his kingdom, on loan from me for a little while until my plans are complete and his kingdom is completely destroyed. You and your brothers and sisters who believe in me stand in a sovereign little piece of my kingdom, stand on a sovereign little piece of my kingdom, a little embassy of heaven in a big hostile world. Satan cannot storm the gates of my embassy, but I do not stop you from leading the gates of your own. Resist the temptation to do so. Keep the gates closed to all evil, but open to all who seek refuge in me. The next time you feel the attack, the voice that tells you to judge another person, imagine that the stone you cast is like a boomerang and will come back to strike you on the head with as much force as when it was thrown. You would be better off not to cast it in the first place. The next time you are attacked by the voice that tells you to judge yourself, that tells you that you are not worthy of me, remember that only I am fit to judge. You could not judge yourself even if you wanted to, because I do not give you that right. That voice is from Satan and should be ignored, for it is how he feels about you, not how I feel about you. I hope you know that I love you, and I ask you as a friend that you I ask you as the friend that you are to worry no longer about your worthiness. You are worthy because of what Jesus did for you, and that is the beginning and end of the story. Yes, this is a mystery, but that's how I work. The idea is not to be let down, but to be brought up. Think about it for a moment. Do you think I would ever give you a bad surprise? I am not like an earthly companion or an earthly dad or an earthly leader. I have no distraction from you, and I only do things that are right and just. The scales of justice are about to be shattered under the weight of my righteousness and truth, and judgment will be needed no more. Love will overcome all doubt. And then he speaks in tongues. Shine in. Love is easy, and love is the best way. Let love be your secret weapon, for it has always been mine. I'm never mad at you, but there are things that you can do to make me happy, and they always involve love. You can learn that now or later, but I would prefer now. Thank you for being my beautiful child. I am so thankful for you. Your Father,
wow.
God.
Beautiful. Wow.
Ah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ah.
Thank you, God. We welcome you, Jesus. This is your service. We love you. We welcome you. Thank you for being here with us and letting us gather as we see the day approaching. We believe it's today. I do, anyway. And I rejoice. And I thank you, Father, that you are coming. We thank you for being our pastor, that we no longer follow a man, but we follow you, Jesus. So have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way. And show off your bride today and let your bride show you off as we open these lines up for anyone to call. Thank you, Leah, for calling in. Leah's here.
Hi, Leah.
Hello, Leah.
Hi, Leah.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
Leah.
good to have you here with us. So we have Alana and Joe and Tana and Keith and Pat and Leah on the line. And let's see, anyone else jump in chat? No new people in chat, but I like some of the things that are going on in chat right now. Interesting conversations. So preach it, bride. What does the Lord put on your hearts today? Share as the Lord leads.
Well, I was gonna tell what I told you last night in chat about Jesus flirting with me last night.
Aww.
I was at work and standing there folding my napkins, and I asked the Lord. I said, "What do you want me to sing for you? Do you want me to serenade you?" And He told me to sing random song. So I know it's from Him. "You Light Up My Life."
Oh, yeah.
That Debbie Boone originated. So I sang to Him, "You Light Up My Life." And it was very poignant and very appropriate. So I thought that was funny. So he put me, and then he had numbers as well.
It was such a blessing. Tana put the words to that song in chat for us, and it's almost like I could hear Tana singing it. But it was like the Lord flirted with her, and she sang, "You Light Up My Life." That was so amazing.
That is funny.
Yeah,
I remember that song as a kid. I remember hearing that song? That was a popular Christian song.
Oh, sure.
Song. Yeah.
My daughter today asked me what the words were. Yeah,
why don't you sing
out
it
of the
for
blue.
Her?
I don't know all the words, sweetie. "You light up my life, you give me hope to carry on. You light up my day and fill my nights with song." That's all I know.
One of them is like, "So many nights I sit by my window thinking of someone to sing me this song. So many dreams I kept deep inside me. Alone in something, my world is alone
in the
something.
Dark." Yeah.
"Alone in the dark till you come along."
Yeah. Yeah.
Then rolling the sea, I drift on the water. Could it be finally I'm turning for home, which was very appropriate. I'm like, he was flirting with me.
Yeah.
Could it be finally you're turning for home? So I'm like, yay, going home. Finally a chance to say, "Hey, I love you. Never again will I be all alone."
Be alone.
then you light up my life. Yeah, mm-hmm. So it was very poignant and very appropriate.
Yeah, I can find the words and sing it another time, yeah. Sure.
I think it means a lot to Jesus that we sing to him now, we see him, you know? I think that means a lot to him.
Oh, yeah.
This is only time that our world will be singing in faith, because when we see him face to face and sing to him, you know, it won't take faith. So I imagine that he feels quite special that you sang that to him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was standing down here folding my napkin, singing to him as I was folding my napkin.
Oh, that's sweet. Another beautiful song is When I Fall in Love. That's a beautiful one. And I sing that to him, too, yeah. Or he sings it to us, yeah. Very sweet song, yeah.
Which one is that, Pat? I never heard that one before.
When I Fall in Love, it's old. It's from the, I remember,
they did it in a movie, recently. I've seen song in a movie. It was like with Meg Ryan, I want to say.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Mhm. Yeah, it's a sweet love song.
Sing it for it, Pat.
You want me to sing it for you? Sing it for you? Oh my gosh. Okay, it's a little okay. Oh boy. Well, we don't always sing hymns here, do we? We sing love songs to Jesus. Oh boy, this is a hoot. Okay. Let me sing. Oh, okay. When I fall in love, it will be forever, or I'll never fall in love. When I give my heart, it will be completely, or I'll never give my heart. In a restless world as this is, love has ended before it's begun. I'm off key. And so many moonlight kisses seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. When I give my heart, it will be completely, or I'll never give my heart. And the moment that I feel that you feel that way too is when I give my love, my heart to you. There you go.
Wow. Good job, Pat. Beautiful.
So this goes on and off all day, love songs and this and that, and you keep them close. It's for everybody. Amen. Hallelujah.
Was it like 2 days ago, 3 days ago in Chat Judy? We just kept posting love song after love song.
Yes.
Yeah, we were, we got on a love kick in the chat room. We were having a lot of fun sharing love songs. It was like a love song night, and Roman was hosting some good ones.
Yes.
Well, let's share, you know, we're getting to Jesus first and foremost, and then everybody who's ever wanted to have the perfect marriage to a human spouse is going to get that. So God has created family. That's what you want. You're going to have that. If you decide not to, that's fine. But, you know, the Lord loves family.
Sure.
And it's all about love. So, you know, you're going to get all, your love tank is going to be filled. If you've lived this life and your love tank has, you've not, you know, Most people haven't been able to, you know, get all the love they deserve indeed, and the Lord is going to do that and more.
Amen.
Really good life and felt okay in that area. Well, guess what? You're about to go through the roof with love and, you know, everything. So we have a great future to look forward to.
Oh, yes. Quite indeed.
Amen. Those love songs are great.
Love you, Jesus. Thank
love
you,
Jesus. I love you, honey. Can't wait to be with you. Oh, don't tarry, bridegroom, please. We're desperate.
What did Judy say?
I was wondering how you're feeling today, Keith.
Better today. Yeah, that definitely better than yesterday. Yeah.
Oh, good.
I still feel like I need to, you know, I still feel like I need to do a level, you know, I feel like the manifestation needs to go up another notch or two, though, you know. I feel like I'm sort of just been on the stuff that I'm taking and all that stuff, you know. So I feel like I need to see the Lord's hand more in my healing manifesting, you know. It was cool. Yesterday we went to a prayer thing. It was really awesome. It's so cool because we got on the freeway. It was only 5 minutes away. And Vegas is just so great because there's nobody on the freeways. There's nobody. It's just wonderful. Like in L.A., it was like all day long, all evening long. Here, there's nobody. So we went there, and it was just great because it was just a summer night. And, I mean, just had the warm desert air, and it was so cool. We pulled into it was an old part of Henderson, so it looked like a ghost town. It was kind of cool how it had, like, those, you know, from the 50s, those old storefronts on the left and the storefronts on the right. So it's like this really small town. The energy was so good, though. It was just like, it was cool to kind of be like in this ghost town that was like 10 minutes from the strip, but yet totally like almost deserted. So it was like downtown Henderson, and the energy felt good. I immediately started feeling good energy about the place before I even got there. So already, because I really go by the energy. If the energy's good, I was sensing it like on the freeway that it's going to be really good. So the place was really, really tiny. It was like this little, like a little shop. You know, you go in and to the right, and there's like a couch, and then there's like a little shop kind of area, very small. And then there was an upstairs as well. So Ken and I both went, and then it was cool. There was about, one of the women was sitting on the porch. Her name was Kathy. Really wonderful. I just immediately liked her. Like I looked into her spirit. I just was immediately knew like she's cool, you know, great woman. And so like we walked in and we were there like 5 minutes talking to her. And she's like, within like 5 minutes, she said, you know, there's a difference between people that, love Jesus and people that are in love with Jesus. She says, we're in love with Jesus. Meaning like this is like our world, you know. And that was really cool. And she's like, really love having you two young guys here. We need brothers in Christ as part of our team here. So that was great. There was like about 9 women there, mostly like 40s, you know, really nice women there of Christ, just really, really sweet. And like if I needed to get a pen, they just got up and got it for me. It was like totally like bearing fruit. So they took like 3 people, and then they would go up, they would take 3 people to get together, and then they would look at like what you wrote down, what you want to be prayed over, and then they would go talk to the Holy Spirit, get like a word or whatever, and then they come back, and then they would pray over you. So they took Ken upstairs, and then Ken talked their head off. You're only supposed to do it for half an hour. I'm like, oh, good luck with him. He'll be there all night. He was there for like 2 hours, yakety yak. It was fun. It was funny. Ken was telling him about God's not healing my brother, and Ken's so funny. But it was good because Ken said he felt the power of God there over the 3 women that prayed over him. He felt this peace and calmness, and it kind of removed all that anger and everything. And he said today it was still with him today. Like he's still been feeling that peace of God. Like it was really, really amazing. Like today, so I feel so calm, they must have been anointed because I just feel that peace of God all over me. And it was really great how they listened to him. And then I had this girl named Carol and this guy who would recognize us from the other place we went to, which is really cool. The cool thing about some of these healing churches is what they're doing is they're taking a group of people and they're going around to all the churches and praying. So they're kind of like uniting themselves, which I really think is a great thing. So one of the guys recognized me, and then he prayed over me. The girl behind me was speaking in tongues while she was praying over me. And then this other woman was just like asking me questions and then praying and stuff, you know. And then one of them put their hand over my stomach, and I could feel like I could see when I looked into the spirit realm, it was really easy to see the white. I saw the clear, not white, but clear, and it was going through my body. And then I felt like it was doing like a tornado kind of in my body. It was really cool. Yeah, so I felt a clearness. That was really good. I didn't feel it burning anything out. I just felt like a clearness, like a clear energy that felt really peaceful. And then afterwards, it was really, really cool because afterwards we sat on the couch. It was like a leather sofa. And we sat there, and another guy came in, him and his wife and his son, and they went outside and played baseball. And he sat there, and his wife sat there, and he started talking to me. He's kind of a jokester, you know, because they went there to get prayer. I think it was for, like, the son's allergies or something. He had, like, three kids in college, and one of the kids there was in college. So he sat there, and he just started talking to me, like, you know, he's like a white guy, but he was like, he's Italian, you know, because we started talking about Italy, and I'm Italian, so he's like talking about, well, my dad's from Sicily. I'm like, yeah, my dad's from Sicily, my parents from Sicily, you know, blah, 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 blah. So we started talking about Italy and all this stuff, and I kind of incorporated in the conversation, just kind of like talk about events. I go, well, I travel around the world and stuff, Keith. There's a lot of bad stuff going on in the world right now. It's just crazy. And he didn't want to hear that. Like, you know, he just wanted to pretend that, you know, it was kind of funny what the Holy Spirit told me. I'll tell you in a second. But he didn't want to hear that. You know, he goes, well, Keith, there's also a lot of good stuff going on in the world. I go, well, if you look at the reality of what's going on, I said, you know, the first thing I told him, I said, well, you know, Jesus is coming back. He's coming back for his people. He's on his way. He did not want to hear that, you know. And this is like a Christian and everything, crazy. And then I said, well, there's a lot of bad stuff going on. He said, well, there's a lot of good stuff going on. It's funny, like the Holy Spirit told me, clearly the Holy Spirit said, well, you know, he's obviously he's not looking through my eyes. He's not looking through my glasses. And instead he's looking through his own glasses, which the Holy Spirit said he's looking through his own eyes, and he needs glasses for that as well, because he's seeing wrongly. You know, he's not even seeing the truth of what's going on. And then so that was interesting. I got to kind of witness about the rapture, and then I just, you know, we just chit-chatted. And then after that, it was cool because so they went upstairs to get prayed over because we stayed. And then this woman, this older Asian woman sat down, real sweet gal, and she sat down, and her and I just started chatting, and then she was like, I looked into her spirit, and I could see what was going on with her. And I said, you seem like you worry a lot. I said, I'm sensing like a lot of stress in you, a lot of worry. I feel like you analyze everything, and you always need proof about everything, and you're just feeling like you're stressed out too much, you know, over things, and you don't really believe God on things because you're demanding like logical proof on stuff all the time. And she was like, oh, Keith, that's so accurate. I just worry. I worry about everything. I worry, you know. And she goes, I really worry about my daughter, you know. And so it was cool because immediately God showed me a flash of her. I saw a vision of her daughter. I actually saw what she looked like and everything. I could see her from the distance. I could see her very clearly, but it was from a distance as if she was across the street. And so I described the daughter, her personality and stuff. And she was, like, you know, really getting, like, emotional and, like, happy about it. Because she says, my daughter's been gone for so long, and I don't hear from her, and I don't know where she's at, and I'm just so concerned about her. You know, she's older. She moved on with her life. And then I saw that the daughter was fine and healthy and doing good and, you know, and told her that. And it was so comforting for her. So the whole experience was great. I got to witness about the rapture, got to help use my gifts to help this woman know that her daughter is safe and her daughter is okay and everything's fine. And I also told her how to use the word of knowledge. And then we got prayed over. So it was just such a great experience, and we're going to go back every Thursday to kind of to get prayed over, as well as, you know, to talk to them about, just to chat with them and help them do their business there, their ministry there.
Yeah.
So
God will guide you. Go ahead.
Yeah. In the chat room are saying so cool, and yeah, that's really cool, because I was really thinking that the reason why God had you guys out there is for you and your brother to be a blessing to others as well. This is really cool.
I know, it's cool, because I did not expect that at all. You know what I mean? It's so funny. I just thought, oh, we'll just get prayed over and we'll go, and like, we just really liked it there. I the energy was so good. They had like a coconut smell in the air, and the candles were lit even though it was daytime, and it was warm, and it was, you know, cool inside, but it was just such a nice, the people there were just, I immediately knew that they were real, they were bride's people, you know what I mean? There's a difference, and you just knew that they really loved Jesus, and they were just, so much love was there. It was like, wow, I was so impressed, because, you know, you can go to 1,000 churches and never feel a drop of it, but I felt a gob of it there, and it was just awesome. I was really thankful that God brought us there. Yeah, it was great.
Wow.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Ah, what a blessing.
What did Judy say?
What a huge blessing.
Yeah, oh, it was great. It was so wonderful. No. We've got a couple more lined up, so we're going to keep going to all of them.
Way to go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Keep it going.
I know. That's the thing.
Yes.
You know,
and you will bless others. You're going to bless others. That's why you're there.
Yeah,
you're
right, Pat.
You're there for a very poignant reason.
Yeah.
To lift others up and minister to them and tell them. Many Christians, they're beautiful Christians, but they're not into the rapture. So, you know, you've got a special mission there, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Inform them all. He's a coming.
Yeah, I know. It was cool to tell that guy that.
Well, he's in his comfort zone. He's got his rose-tinted glasses on, so he doesn't want to see.
He did. He did. He's got his three kids in college. He's got, exactly. Got his life going. That was exactly
so
it.
So who wants to be taken up in the air when you got all this down here, all this good stuff?
You're right.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Judy, I had sent you a message.
Are you going to read it, Pat?
Yeah, I
read it.
Okay, just real quick. I was up early, and this is what I said to him, asked him, isn't so much for me, but it kind of represents everybody, others who might be questioning. So I was very, very poignant with the Lord, but very respectful, and he gave me an answer, which is really, really sweet. So I'm gonna read what I said, but remember I'm doing this, like, I'm not just asking for me, I'm not really asking for me at all, but just to present him how people are feeling. So I want to get that cleared up, because okay, here we go. Jesus, dear, you can fully understand the frustration of us believing. We hear from you with sincerity. We talk to you and trust in our listening. The world is not getting better. All around us we see a continuous chaos. We know what you said in Scripture on these times, and you speak of a rapture to take your suffering and faithful bride out of the chaos. We see the times, Jesus, we trust your holy word. We believe with all our hearts in what you have revealed. We believe you speak to souls. You guard, console, correct, inspire, teach, and show incredible mercy to repentant sinners. We see the times we are in, sweet Jesus, and trust that you having revealed about these, and trust what you have revealed about these times. This is the season of the bride to come to you so soon. Jesus, are we missing something? Dates come and go. People say they know because you have told them. We know your ways are not our ways, but we are sincerely trying to grasp these days we live in so laboriously and make sense of your near appearing, because you said, and we are waiting. We don't want others to continue thinking we're crazy because we say he said. Then another day and another date goes by, and we wonder, can this be correct? Did I really hear right? Then another passes another, and we fear souls will become weary listening to us saying he is coming, that he is appearing soon, and they laugh and scorn us, and we pray they don't go away and lose hope thinking, is he coming when? Jesus, dear, we are trying to be sincere in believing you do speak. We do know you speak to us of these days. So many, Lord. When you read Scripture, are we not at the door? Now it is to be June 6th, as revealed to our dear Jerry. He believes you. He has shared this time with us all. And the many listening, Jesus, dear, you want us to talk to you with trust and listen, our only love. We are listening and listening, but you can understand our questions and frustrations, of course. And I'm saying this with great love. We are very sincere in our conversations with you, and we believe you and trust in your speaking to us, dear Lord. So we hang on because we love you with full trust. And then this is what I heard. And he says, indeed, my ways are not your ways. And he said it very gently. Yet know that I am very grateful for the confidence of my brothers, my brides, my children, for your boundless trust in my goodness and mercy to all souls. Continue in trust. How I enjoy this precious, rare company I find on earth for my beloved, faithful souls. You know I am always with you and feel every emotion you experience. Never waver in trust. Let us review what you are believing. You see the times you are living in, and you know what sacred scripture tells you on this. The world events and happenings awaken your souls to my soon appearing. Can this be denied? What other conclusion could you come to? What kind of a world is it out there for you? Can you raise your children in it? So many deceptions. The evil one is everywhere and increasing his madness and insanity. Lies and death of my children, be it spiritual or of one's life. He would kill all of you if I did not soon intervene. This is not a hard thing to understand. The world has gone mad, and you can believe I want to rescue my loved ones, my faithful remnant from the evil chaos. How could I not? Your soul tells you. You are in the season of my appearing. What other possible conclusion can you come to? You who are so sensitive to my presence, my love, my heart, my voice, my eagerness to have you all with me far surpasses the combined eagerness of everyone longing to be with me together. I have all the threads of your lives woven into the fabric of my will and love. Trust, little flock, and pray without ceasing for the lost sheep that they hear my voice, this voice of the gentle shepherd. Before these events, my appearing, my taking away of my faithful ones, my brides, my eternal loves, your Jesus. So that's what happened this morning. Yeah.
That God's word to you, Pat?
It's for everybody. This is what I got from him this morning. Yeah, this is personal. What I was saying was not necessarily. I said it with great respect and love. I was just echoing all the, put it all together, and you get what everybody's feeling, whether they believe it or not. And it's just I presented everything from A to Z to him because last night I started thinking about it, and I was doing it very respectfully. But it says, you know, I kind of want to know answers too, and so do other people, with respect and love. There's no lack of trust. I know this is going to happen, but maybe this answers anybody who's really like, okay, you know what I'm saying? I asked him very respectfully and lovingly. That's very important to know, and then that's what I got, okay? And that's what I got. Yeah.
I'm so blessed.
Yeah.
Thank you. Roman feels the love of God upon him. Thank you, Pat. That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, my joy.
Yeah, when Alana writes her letters to God, you know, they're beautiful. They're absolutely, it's authentic and it's real communication. And thank you for letting us in and being a reflection of your life. And we really appreciate that. It's beautiful. It's encouraging. Very encouraging.
I'm glad to do it. It's all part of the family here. You know, whatever I can do or say or encourage, there you go.
The Lord spoke to me today, and I made a video, so you guys can watch it after the show if you want. I'm not going to take the time here. I'm hoping people are going to call in and share. But he spoke to me so beautifully and clearly today. He's so good, guys. You stay close to him, and he'll take every question you have. And he might not answer it in a way that you expect, but as long as God keeps talking and keeps, and your relationship is fresh, you'll thrive and survive because his word, his breath gives me life, you know, and peace and joy.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
That constant dialogue with your creator is where it's at. And
yes.
That should be first and foremost in your life. And that's all I have to say. And, you know, he led me to read the Bible, too, today, this morning, to read a certain passage that I read in the video. And it was a blessing. It really blessed. God blessed me today, so I made a video, and I hope it blesses you guys. And I don't know why Gemma can't hear sound. I think you have to refresh because we're on the air. I can hear everybody. I can hear you. It's Friday night. You know, on Friday nights, I've noticed it's kind of slow around RCC. I think people are finishing up their week, and they usually jump in about an hour.
Mm-hmm. Family and stuff, yeah.
Jerry let me know today that he wouldn't be able to call in tonight. He loves everybody at RCC. Our wonderful friend Nick, he's at work. He's going to try to call in right after. He wants to share a testimony of what God's done.
Oh, great.
Our friend, and Jerry's daughter, she's 18. She's graduating from high school. So he's got the whole extended family over, but he's hoping he sees everybody in the air tonight. His daughter told me who's graduating, she just wants to be with the Lord. That's her future. That's her hope, is that she doesn't have to go to college. I mean, she's already applied to colleges. She's a talented girl. She's got a bright future ahead of her, but she doesn't want to be here. She can't wait to go home.
Wow.
And his other daughter, I think she's 15, she, God has already shown her she's a part of the 144K. Yeah, he has a really blessed family, and he's shown her all the action dreams, and that daughter has a lot of dreams about the tribulation, and she's excited for the Lord to come. So Jerry said he'll call in tomorrow if we're here, but, you know, he's got family in. And let's see. I can't wait for Nick to tell us his testimony. It's a good one, but I didn't get the whole thing because the phone cut out, and he never had a chance to call me back. So God bless everybody who prayed for Nick and continues to surround him. He's our brother in Christ that we love, you know, new in the Lord. And God brought him to this supper feast at the last minute, and he's just a blessing. And, you know, he's even yesterday when he called in, or the day before, he was blessing somebody that called in. I mean, he's in a rough spot, but, you know, it's kind of like how Keith says. Even when Keith isn't feeling good, he calls in and he blesses people and encourages them. And, you know, it's almost more beautiful when your situation is really bad and you still find it within yourself to be able to give, you know. It is true that when you get your eyes off yourself and onto the Lord, you really can help others no matter what your situation is, you know. The Bible says that, you know. We get our eyes off of ourselves and onto blessing others. There's just a lot of blessing that comes when you can do that. Only the Lord can do that in you, and he will if you ask him to. And our other friend Mike and his son Curtis and his dog, I remember we prayed for that family. He's part of our Raptor-centric family, but he doesn't call in. But he had a need to get his rent paid, and he didn't quite meet the need, but he met with the landlord today, and she's not kicking him out yet. So that was a real blessing. So let's continue to lift up Mike.
Oh, praise God.
Sure.
Well, giving him until the 4th, we're going to pray we're not here, and he's up in the air, family. And then we'll continue to pray for miracles for him. If you want to give to his PayPal, you can continue to do that. But, you know, the Lord he's providing for his bride till he gets here. So he doesn't leave you homeless or hungry. He's a good God. He might shake up the world a little bit, but believe me, his hand is on your trial. Whatever your trial is, his hand is on it. Say, Leah, tell us what's going on in your life. Leah, can you talk, or do you have family around? You might just be listening.
I'm listening.
That's what I thought.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, there's always good things. There's always good things going on. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't know. It's been a good week, though.
Yeah.
I talked to some friends that I hadn't talked to in a while, and, you know, the Lord was doing awesome things for them. It was kind of cool because I talked to a friend, and she was like, she had like zero money, and she has a family, and she has kids, and then like she was worried about like where was she going to like get money for groceries, and like magically $35 like appeared like on her bank card. It was like amazing, and so she was like super thrilled, and then we were able to just kind of come together and pray, and so we've seen some awesome things work for her, and so it's been a good week, you know?
Good.
Wow. That's awesome. Nice. It's nice seeing people's needs get met, you know, by the Lord doing things like that supernaturally.
Sure. He's there.
Should we play a song?
Yep, I think so. I think it's time to worship the Lord in song. We love you, Lord. Let's put on some music. Oh, wait a minute. Let's welcome her. Is this Kimberly? Hi, is this Kimberly or Elizabeth? 754? 754, you're on the line.
Hi, 754.
754,
You guys can hear me?
Yeah, hey.
Yeah. Oh, Kimberly, right?
Hey, yeah, this is Kimberly. Yeah, this is
Hi, Kelly. Sweetie.
We're hey. So glad you called in.
I had called in earlier, but my phone dropped.
Yeah, I saw that. And I said, call back, whoever you are. I thought it was you. I said, it's either Kimberly or Elizabeth. So we're glad you did you, we were going to do a worship song, and then did you want to share something with us?
Yeah, a little, but I'll wait till the worship song.
Okay. Yeah, I'm so glad you called. We have Joe on the line, and Tana, and Keith, and Pat.
Hi, Tana. Hi, Joe. Hi, Pat. How you guys?
Hi, honey.
Hi, Kimberly. I love you.
Hi, Kimberly.
I love you, too.
Awesome. Well, we're just going to worship the Lord, and then we will come back. We just want to give him glory. Thank you, Lord. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you.
Amen.
We give you glory in your church. We thank you that you're our pastor. We thank you that you are in charge here. And we love you, Lord. And we love your appearing. And come and fall upon us as we worship you in unity as a church. And we love one another. Come and fall, Lord. Do your thing. Lift us up. And let us have an experience with you corporately together. In Jesus' beautiful name. Amen. You guys know what I'm going to play. Sorry, I just can't get enough of this song. I'll make this my life. No, I love it.
You love it.
He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion.
Yay, love you, Jesus. Thank you.
Love you, Jesus. Oh, boy.
Yay,
love
Jesus.
Okay.
Aw, you guys, we're so, you know, we're spoiled. God told me the other day, he goes, you know, you're spoiled. I said, I know. But, you know, he spoils us, you guys, and you know, we're spoiled. We're spoiled in his love. And I was whining to him about something, and he goes, you know you're spoiled. And I said, I know, but I need more. You made me a spoiled little brat. I'm demanding on my dad, you know, but he can take it. He's a good God. And if he thinks I'm out of control, he gives me a heart. He said, you're spoiled.
Oh, my gosh.
No, you're right. He goes, I landed on your son. What more can you ask for? I already showed you. I'm like, I know. We're so glad you're here, Kimberly. I was thinking about you, so share away. We can't wait to hear from you. Everyone in the chat room is saying hello.
Hi, you guys. Hey. I didn't have a dream, but I just wanted to tell you, like, honestly, how I've been feeling, because the enemy, he's really been messing with me. Like, he's been putting, like, negative thoughts in my mind, and at first I was kind of, like, meditating on it. I shouldn't have been doing that, and that's kind of what kind of messed me up a little bit, because like the enemy been putting like bad thoughts in my mind about you guys. Honestly, I'm being honest. He's been making me like feel a certain way about y'all, and even people in general. Like this friend of mine, I had stopped talking to her all because of I accepted the negative thought. And it wasn't even like that. And he's just been doing that a lot with me. And I want you guys to really pray over me, because he's been really messing with me. And I'm really trying, like, not to really lose my mind, like, for real. Because there's so many times I just want to just give up. But I don't, because I love Jesus so much. But, it'll be really nice if you guys were to keep me in your prayers and stuff, because I don't want to think that way about you guys. Like, I could tell y'all a really loving family, and y'all just want to love, and, you know, you're doing it for Jesus, but he's been really making me feel a certain way about y'all. Like, y'all is not really, well, not y'all, but just particular, I would say, Judy, he's been, I don't know why, he's just really been making me feel a certain way about you, like you're fake or something, just telling me all kinds of sick stuff. So, and I'm not really trying to believe it, because, you know, I just know that's not from him, and he's a liar. So,
of course.
Right.
Pray over
you, you know, honey, cast those thoughts out of your mind, too. You know, like, if the enemy tries to attack me with lust thoughts, which usually every couple of days they get, like, three demons on me, and they just, it's like constant lust, constant, and I can actually see them on me. And I just, it's, you know, we all have our demons, so I can see them on me. And I go on my mind and I just cast it out. You know, so cast those thoughts out. In Jesus' name, you say, I cast those negative thoughts out of my mind right now. And you'll see a change in your mind. You have to cast them out. You have the authority and power to do it. We can pray for you, and we will. And we declare in Jesus' name that you will not be affected by these thoughts. But you cast them out because, you know, remember that the enemy, what he does is he introduces thoughts in your mind. Now, that's not a sin. He can introduce lust, gambling, addiction, hate. That's not a sin. But the sin happens is when you start entertaining it. And, gosh, it's hard with lust because I have to, like, slap myself sometimes, knock it off, you know. because it's a hard one. You know, he'll put thoughts in your mind, but the idea is that the enemy wants you to entertain those thoughts. He wants you to, in fact, his goal is that not only do you entertain them, but then you start acting on them. And then pretty soon you're walking away from God, and pretty soon you're like, bye-bye, I'm back in the world. That's his ultimate goal. So, you know, the sooner you can, I call it the rubber band effect. You know, the rubber band effect is the Holy Spirit, and it's like a rubber band they put on your hand, and you go, ouch, and you come right back. So how far do you go before you get the rubber band effect, you know? And the way you get that rubber band effect is through praise and worship and all that. That makes your spirit strong. See, if your spirit is really strong, then your flesh is going to be overcome really easily. If you're, like, reading, think about this. You know, the days when you feel God's power, right? When you're praying, you feel, oh, gosh, I feel God's power so much today. Sin has very little effect on you, right? Because you're feeling bathed in God's light. Now, the days when you're not feeling God's power because maybe you didn't praise or whatever, then the flesh rises up. So there are like two gauges going on. You've got the flesh gauge and you've got, the spirit gauge, right? So one, you need the spirit gauge to go higher than the flesh gauge at all times. So when your spirit is like, you know, when I get hit with lust, like sometimes it'll be for 12 hours nonstop. It's relentless. It is, sometimes it is so relentless. And I'll just crack the pot. Usually for me, I'll go read John Lake because he was the greatest healer that walked the earth. And I'll just start reading his stuff. And it'll just, my spirit will rise up and it'll knock that stuff out, you know. And then if it's, and sometimes, to be honest with you, for me, sometimes I'll go watch a video in hell. I've been doing that lately. Sometimes it'll stop those spirits.
I'm
gonna
start doing
that
because
I do. I literally watch a 4-minute video. It was this really amazing preacher, and he talked about how you're standing for judgment. They're going to bind you up and throw you in hell. And I just think about it for like, I mean, I know, like, obviously I'm not going to hell, but for me, it's the only thing that will stop those spirits. And I'm telling you, they'll stop for a couple days, and then I'll go like, woo, I got a break. And then I go back into raising my spirit again. I'll, like, read the Bible or whatever you do to raise your spirit. You know what you do, right? You know each one of us has something different. For me, it's reading John Lake or praise. But you know what you do to raise your spirit. So you need to, like, you know, I need to raise my – first you cast it out of your mind and then raise your spirit up, you know. That whole thing about keeping your eyes on Jesus – it's not just a saying. It actually is true. Whatever you need to do to raise your spirit, then your flesh will be weak and your flesh will ignore it. Right now what happens is your flesh is getting strong, and so you're like, oh, my gosh, how do I get this thought out of my mind? I can't stop it, right? And so you need to raise your spirit, you know what I'm saying? And honestly, that will be the only thing that will make that difference, you know? You can think logically. I'm not going to think these thoughts. I'm not going to think these thoughts. It won't change anything. You can cast it out. That'll change some stuff. But the key is you've got to go on the offense, and that's the way you raise your spirit, by, like, praise, worship, whatever. I mean, sometimes in the middle of those thoughts, I'll grab the Bible and start reading it. I'm like, okay, well, just you go ahead and put the thoughts in my mind because I'm going to read about Jesus all day. And then eventually it leaves, you know. I mean, I'm just being honest. We all have our little things that come after us, you know.
Sure.
And, right. But I always remind myself it's not my thoughts because I'm not thinking about sitting around here thinking about sex all day. I said, Lord, have mercy. The last thing in the world I'm thinking about. I left that life years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So remind yourself, you're not like, oh, gee, I'm going to think about how much I hate Keith and Pat and everybody. Let me just think. But no, you're thinking about how much you love RCC, right? So that's the enemy. So don't give yourself like, you know, don't beat yourself up like thinking, oh, this is coming from me and this is from the enemy. This is
At
not
first,
you.
I really did think it was me that was thinking that. And God, you know what he did to me today? He literally made, like, it was an out-of-body experience. Like, he literally took my spirit, and he was showing me, like, and there was a demon over my head just throwing these negative thoughts in my head.
Yep.
And I couldn't believe it. I was like, are you serious? This whole time I'm thinking it's me. And it was a demon over my head doing this stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
I need to be honest with you.
Here's
what you do. You blame the – here's what I do. I blame the enemy for everything. Anything that's negative, I throw it right on him. Oh, yeah. I don't take any credit for anything. I said, that is a demon. I'm casting him out.
Right.
And Jesus,
right.
I worship you. I blame him for everything. I do.
Yeah.
He hates it. I blame him for everything. Every problem, everything I have, I said, it's your fault. I'm casting you out in Jesus' name. He hates it, but I blame him. And I said, I'm putting the blood of Jesus over you just to scorch you a little bit right now as you get some burning in you. You know, I scorch him. He gets burned a lot. Because then I just praise Jesus, you know.
Right.
But for you, that was a great vision, and it's absolutely true. You know, that was not you. It was something coming over. But, you know, there's no difference between negative thoughts, sexual thoughts, bad thoughts. It's all from the enemy. You know, it's like a big bag of tricks. Exactly. He's got a bag of tricks. He's like, let's see, with Keith, I'll try lust because that was his past. So let's try that. With Pat, let's try maybe self-worth, which is not true, but maybe self-worth. And, you know, with Judy, maybe let's try, he'll go after what appears to be your weakness.
Whoever your weakest.
You know?
Thank you guys. Thank you so much for that.
One of the tricks he'll try to put on you.
One of the tricks he'll try to put on you,
sweetie, is to make you feel guilty that it was from you. But if you don't entertain those thoughts, you haven't committed a fault or a sin. And God knows your heart.
Nope.
God knows that you're trying to please him. God knows where you're coming from. And he knows you would not entertain these thoughts. So just recognize it. Like he says, well, what it is, in the name of Jesus, I cast you out. Get out of here. Turn to Psalms and start praising God. And you'll see.
Yes.
It'll lift. Because you start praising God or saying the name of Jesus, they got to go.
Yep.
They gotta
That's
go.
Right.
You
and remember,
go.
it's an energy, okay? Like, you know, I'm the energy person. It's an energy. So you've got a negative. When you walk into a house and people have been fighting, say you walk into a house, people fight and yell and scream and swear and whatever, you know, right? and it's a non-Christian house. When you walk outside, you've got all that energy on you. So what do? You think about it, or do you go and change your energy, right? So for you, if you've got negative thoughts going on, you can cast it out, but it's still there, the energy. So you've got to change the energy. So the way you change the energy is you praise God, whatever you do to shift your energy. You know, start thinking about Jesus and heaven, whatever you need to do. But remember, you got to shift the energy. If you spend all day thinking, I'm not going to think about that, then you are thinking about it. So for me, I will just do opposite energy. You know, let me turn some praise music on, or I'm going to read my John Lake. I'm going to read the Bible. Pat says read Psalms. I love Psalms. I go right to them and start reading those, because those are like, you don't have to make up a phrase. It's right there. You know, but yeah, so remember that, your spirit versus your flesh, and that's for all of us, your spirit versus your flesh. Where is your spirit at, and where is your flesh at? Those are the two gauges that you want to look at in your life, you know, all the time.
Because in this church, we always pray to the Holy Spirit. We always want him to guide us.
Amen.
Everyone who calls in and chats to, we are ones who want to do the Lord's will. We want to love him. We want to bring others to him. That's the only reason we're existing right now. Yes, to go home, but to bring as many souls to him. There's a thread of sincerity and genuineness in this church that is unbelievable.
Amen.
Unbelievable. So always remember that.
Mm-hmm,
and anything
tell.
That you have to share, you share it with us. I don't care what it is, because you're not going to take any of us by surprise, and Jesus in us will minister to you. Okay?
Yes.
Always remember that.
I appreciate you being so honest with us, too. You know, this is why RCC is so real. You can get on there and tell about the sin that you have coming over you. You know, other churches are going to condemn you and throw you out, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's so
true. Like, we're going to work with you to help you to rebuild you back,
right.
back to scratch, you know.
We work with you. Jesus
works
with you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
That's what it is. So, you know, you're at home here, so be at peace and know you have somewhere to go. You know, and the family listens to you.
And Kimberly, I think it's hard for you to go into chat right now until your phone renews next month. Is that right, honey?
Yeah, my hot spot didn't come on until, like, on the 2nd June. That's when it comes back on.
Oh, okay, because Roman, he's in the chat room. You know Roman from your, you know, have you seen Roman's YouTube and stuff? Roman is in the chat room. I'm not sure if you know who he is. Kimberly, do you know Roman?
I remember him. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, yeah. Have you seen his videos on his YouTube channel?
No, I haven't seen them recently.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, he wanted you to come and chat, but I told him that you probably couldn't yet. But, you know, he might just be chatting with you in the air tonight. But so Roman, but he said...
Thank you.
Roman, yeah, he loves you, and he wanted to hang out with you. Roman said, amen, Keith. I first came to Christ. Okay, I was reading the Bible. And I was reading about the unforgivable sin, which is blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, and bam, Satan started putting blasphemy thoughts in me against the Holy Spirit. And I just came to Christ when this happened. I thought it was me, and I was holding my head going crazy because it wouldn't stop. And then, you know, he thought he was going to hell, and it's the devil. He knows now. He laughs at it now. But, you know, this stuff's real when it's happening to you, but he can laugh now. And just like what Kimberly's sharing, this stuff is real. She'll probably be laughing about it by tonight because she got it out, and we.
Yeah, thank you guys. I love you guys so much.
Yeah, we let you, and you know, our show and our church service and our lives are richer for having you call in tonight. You know, because sometimes you're going to call in and you're going to encourage the entire body, and sometimes the entire body is going to encourage you, and that's real love.
That's
a real
awesome.
Church. Yeah.
So be at peace. You know what to do.
And you know what, Kimberly? I really believe that the Lord, why he's coming against you so strongly in this area is because he's called you to live really radically, and the Lord has actually told me that you are a preacher. He's told me, and I've been waiting for you to call in and start giving messages from the Lord because, well, and you have. You really have. You really have done that in the past, but there's more to come as long as we're here. And I think he's trying to see the family. The Lord knows what we need in our life to strengthen us and unleash the fire in us. And I believe this family unleashes that in you, and the devil's trying to keep you away from it because you've taken some pretty bold steps for the Lord's appearing, and he wants to honor you and bless you for that. The enemy also wants
wow.
to keep you shut up. He wants to keep
yeah.
you shut up and hidden. He knows how powerful you are. And I think that, you know, as you continue to fellowship here with your family, you are going to be amazed at the way the Lord is going to grow and use you and bless you. And, you know, I always remember what you said about, you know, the Lord telling you to quit your job and, you know, and you getting, you being in trouble at home for that, right?
Yeah.
And that always sticks
with me. And I'm not going back working.
Yeah, and you're not doing it because you know what the Lord said.
No, I'm not.
And I love that because you have that resolve because the Lord told you to stop. And see, the thing is, when the Lord tells you something, it's people say, you know, it's not that you're stubborn. It's just that you're not, you can't do it. You know, and what Katie, she's 22. She just graduated from college, and her parents are on her case saying, Katie, now you've got to go get a job and have a career. And she's like, I just graduated college, you know. I'm not having a career here. God tells me I'm leaving, and she's having to fight with her family. And then, you know, they made an agreement. She said, okay, look, Mom and Dad, you know, I'm living under your roof. Let's make an agreement. Just give me the summer. I've worked really hard through college. I need rest, you know, and you know, I just need – let me. And they agreed to stay off her back, you know. And she said, Lord, I'm accountable to these people. You need to come. You told me you were coming. And – the Lord told
her. I said the same thing to my dad. Yeah, so the same thing to my parents. So
that's right. Well. And you keep doing it. But see, you are the Lord. There's a generation now where the kids know more than the parents. And I was saying that. There's a generation
it's
now.
True,
where
yeah.
And God made it that way. He actually gave you as a blessing to your family. He gave Katie as a blessing. Her parents didn't know that they, you know, they birthed a prophetess into this world to tell them. And, you know, she tells them daily. She says, Mom and Dad, you know, he is coming. The Lord is coming. And they're like, we know he's coming, but until he gets here, she goes like, no, you don't. You don't really think he's coming because you're living your life as if you're going to be here a long time, but he's coming. And she's like the squeaky wheel in the family, but that's what the Lord called her to be. But she's gaining that strength by staying in fellowship here with her family at RCC. You know, I talk to her every day. And, you know, but the Lord builds her up. You know, the Lord told her yesterday, he said, I'm coming now. He said, it's just like, I'm coming now. So she said, okay, that's good enough for me. And, you know, she continues to keep her stand. And she's blessed for it. Don't get me wrong. She gets, but see, Kimberly, that's you too. You are in your family and in front of your friends and the different people the Lord has had you. You put a line in the sand and you're like, this is how I'm living. This is it. And you're not alone, Kimberly, because there's a whole bunch of people that the Lord has called to be that, and he wants to build you up and keep you here for the ministry he has you doing until you leave. And so I'm really called in, and I'm glad the devil didn't get you away.
Well, God told me, Judy, real quick, God told me just now that the enemy was trying to he said the enemy was trying to shut Kimberly up. That's what I heard. He doesn't want you to preach God.
Wow.
He wants to shut you up. I heard that real loud. He's trying to shut her. He said, I want to shut her up. I'm like, oh, no. No, no, no.
He's not. Trust me, he's not.
Good.
He's not. I'm glad God gave me that vision because I was really was going to stop talking to this girl. And I'm the one that led her to Christ. Like, all glory to God, but I'm the one that led her to Christ. And I was really going to stop talking to this girl just because of what his dumb self was telling me, just putting these negative thoughts in my mind, like, never again. Now I'm going to be, thank you guys for really telling me that, because now I'm going to be really on point. And, this time he's not going to get to me at all.
Kimberly, remember how God says in the Bible to renew your mind, right? So what the heck does that mean? Well, if you listen to Barbra Streisand all day, you're going to be talking about Barbra Streisand all day. If you listen to rap music, what's going to come out of your ears, nose, and mouth? You're going to be talking about rap music all day. And if you listen, so when it says renew your mind, it's talking about renew your mind with God's word, God's promises, God's love, God's whatever. Because if you don't, you're going to be renewing it with the world. So the key is you've got to watch about who your what friends you have, you know, who you're hanging out with, what's going down. You know, you can't live in a house of thieves and then not be like part, you know what I'm saying, and be holy and glory, you know, whatever. So that's what I'm saying. The friends that you have can really, you watch what they're saying to you. It's the same as the enemy can work through those people too. You know, you watch what they're saying. If it doesn't, you know, match with your spirit that the Holy Spirit's telling you, then spend less time around them. You know, so I think you remember that. The enemy's going to put thoughts in your mind, but he also can put it through other people too. So be careful with this girl and things like this. You know, make sure you're you're around people. I always say make sure you're around people that love you, nurture you, and make you feel better, and they really, really care about you. Those are your friends when you walk away and you go up in spirit, not down, okay?
That's true.
Yeah, and you, just make sure you write that word down that Keith had for you, and don't forget that, Kimberly. He is not going to shut you
I
up.
Will
and
not.
The Lord may,
yeah, he's not.
No. Make church services a day for brides like you. He made a platform twice a day for you to call in and show him off and for him to show you off. And I'm not kidding. People listen to these shows in the archives. They're going to be listening to them. You don't know who you're touching when you, you know, just when you called in the other day and shared your dream. You don't know how many people that blessed. I had people email me. That was amazing. And I'm telling you, the Lord is shining through his bride in this last minute, you guys. This could be our last show. So, you know, while we have time, we want to continue to glorify him and show him off because he is coming. So don't, we're not, you know, we're standing with you. We got your back. Everybody here does. I want to welcome 720. Is that Elizabeth? Oh, no. That's Nick. Hi, Nick.
Hey, Nick.
No, it's Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Nick.
Hi. How's everyone doing?
How are you?
Good.
Oh, you? I am so relieved. Everything pulled through for me, and I just left the sheriff's department, if you will. I don't know what they call it, but I was able to make everything work. Actually, some new person started at work, and he needed a place to stay. And fortunately, my apartment is a two-bedroom, and with the amount of money that I got from the donations from all these kind souls and his, I was able to put everything together, and I was a little short, but I pay a lot of money a month for overdraft protection, and I overdrafted on my bank account a little bit, which isn't the end of the world. And the icing on the cake is that this individual that just showed up at work and needed a place has the same schedule as me, so now I'm able to not live in my tent and ride in with him at work. So I am just so relieved and out of my tent and just praise the Lord, praise Jesus. I'm in a parking lot just screaming it. I am just so happy, and just everyone's prayers and everyone just helped me with this so much, and we asked for a miracle, and a miracle happened. This individual just showed up to my work to bring me to work and to cover the rent. All of a sudden, and the last day, this person just shows up and that happens. Are you kidding me?
Wow, that's
this
great.
Is, like, remember we said, Nick, that the Lord, like Judy was saying too, right? You may go down to that last minute, but God won't let you down. Even faith is like waiting down to that last second, but he won't let you down. He did not let you down. Wow. Praise God.
He did not. Praise God is right. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow. Oh, my gosh, Nick. This is so great. Like, everybody in the chat room is saying, glory to God. Thank you, God. And wow. Oh, my goodness. Lord, we love you.
Wow, this is so great.
The Lord did it at the last.
Hello?
And you're
you were here.
I
know where Judy is.
Yeah, Nick, the thing is, Nick, you have to remember is that, Nick, your faith was strong, right? You never, remember we told you to claim the word over your situation. Do not give up. Claim.
My faith is strong.
And you never gave up. You always said, I know the Lord's going to come through. You know, I don't know what's going on. I don't, but I'm, you know what, I'm going to stand in faith. And you did. You did the perfect faith walk, and God rewarded it every time. You know, I'm so happy for you. Praise God. And thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh,
that's great, Nick.
Amen is right. It's just absolutely amazing.
It's God.
Just You are right.
You know what, Nick?
God,
I have this. I have a smile plastered on my face right now. I can't quit smiling. Like I am so. Can we play a song together
sure.
at the church? What's the worship song? Do you want to call the song, Nick? Do you want to call the song? I just want to worship God, man. This is wonderful what He did for you.
So great.
You are right. You know, I don't have a song at the top off the top of my head. Pick any song.
Okay, I'll pick any song. I'm going to pick a good one.
Club Forever Young.
I can't quit smiling like I'm talking with a big smile.
I'm right
Judy
there
play.
With you. I haven't
yep.
stopped
plastered smile.
Judy, play Forever Young.
How about Party Train, though, right? What do you think?
Oh, yeah, we can
no?
do that. Yeah.
This is the party, man. We're out of here. Okay, here we go.
Look.
All aboard!
You know, Nick, I am so happy right now because we witnessed God do, and this is the thing about the Lord. He did so many miracles on so many levels. First of all, let's start with day one, Nick. When the sheriff came to your place, he should have evicted you right then and there, but instead he said, don't tell them I came by. I'll pretend like I didn't come by your house today, and the sheriff gave you 2 more days. Remember?
I do. How could I forget?
Just recall all the miracles. You know, I mean, to hear you, this is just amazing. So God had that sheriff not do his job, and he said, we won't do one. I mean, that was miracle number one. Miracle number two, you know, but he should, so then they thought, okay, you have 2 days, you know, so you should have been kicked out today. But what happened? Okay. People at RCC, you know, they got to help out with your PayPal, but it still wasn't enough. So God brings a person to your work to become your roommate, and your you don't have to sleep in a tent anymore. I mean, this is amazing.
It's absolutely amazing.
And I got a message. Real quick, I got a message during that song, and God said really loud, he said, I can do anything. He said, I'm only limited by what limits you have on me. I can do anything.
Right. Right.
Victory.
Yes.
Wow. I mean, Nick, I mean, this. Thank you, Keith, for sharing that. And hear that, body of Christ. Hear that. That's a word for everybody here at RCC. That's God's word to us. Say it again, Keith.
God said, I can do anything. I'm only limited by what the limits you put on me. I can do anything.
Amen.
This is.
Yep.
This is everybody write that. I just wrote it down. I'm in my kitchen. I'm sitting here. And here's the thing. Alana is bringing it up in the chat room, how the tornado skipped over Rhea. But the people to the right and the left of Rhea, they had their roof messed up. Someone had a tree fall. Rhea was right. God had that tornado go over her house. And we were in chat. And she's like, I'm running to my basement now. It's coming right at us. And her husband heard the tree snap. But nothing touched their house. They just had a bunch of debris in their yard. I mean, the Lord is watching over us, and when we acknowledge it and give him thanks, you know, so many times in our life, we have so much drama going on that, like, even when he answers our prayer, we just kind of go, okay, great, now we're on to the next thing. But let's really stop. Let's just stop and thank him. I mean, and hey, you know what, Nick? It's on my heart to pray for the new roommate. What's his name? Or you don't have to – you can give us a fake name if you want, but – what's the roommate's name? Because now let's pray for him.
Yes, good job, Lee. Yeah.
His name is Keaton.
Keaton?
Keaton.
Keaton.
Oh, Keaton.
K-E-A-T-O-N.
Keaton.
Keaton,
yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Well, Lord,
he seems to be an amazing person, you know. He actually He moved from Texas because he had just lost his little sister. She was 8 years old, and he couldn't stand to be at home anymore in the same town because he couldn't get her out of his mind. So, yes, we should pray for Keaton.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Crazy. Well, I'm praying that I keep... as a rapture bride, I claim, let's just surround Keegan right now with our prayers, guys. Lord, we thank you for what you did in his life, and we just want to claim Keegan as a bride of Christ. We'll go to the feast. Father, I don't know his background, but you know everything about Keegan, and you brought Keegan to Nick, and I know that there's going to be a blessing here, and we just claim him for your kingdom, Lord. If he doesn't know you, we just declare that he will know you and the power of your love, and he will get an invitation to this wedding feast. We thank you for Keegan. We pray for Nick to just have peace and wisdom in every way he deals with him, Lord. And we love you, Lord. We thank you for Keegan. We just bless his life. And you who have begun this good work and Nick will be faithful to complete it. And we thank you, Father. We thank you. Not only did you provide, God, not only did you provide Nick's need, you actually went above and beyond, and now he has a ride to work every day. I'm just blown away by your goodness. We didn't even ask for that.
Amen. Wow.
I want to say a prayer for Keaton, too. We thank you, God, for wonderful, wonderful, Lord, for helping Nick. So many of us were praying, Lord, and you not only came through, you went overboard and above and beyond. Thank you so much, God, for doing that. Thank you, Father, so much. We know that this really strengthens Nick's faith as well, Lord, and all of our faith. Lord, when I look into, you just showed me the spirit of Keaton. When I look into his spirit, I see someone that is insecure and needs confidence, Lord. He has a problem with confidence and strength. And I ask, Lord, that you go in and you allow Nick to be that strength as well as the confidence, but you also bring your spirit strength in him, Lord. Give him that confidence that only you can give as well, of that you're there for him and that you're going to raise him up, raise him out of those emotional lows into those emotional highs. Raise him up, Lord, strengthen. We ask Jesus that you be there physically in that place and strengthen it. Strengthen Nick, strengthen him, allow them to get along perfectly. Put your blessing, your Holy Spirit all over that place. And we clean that place out of anything that's not of God. And we put love and peace and all the fruits of the Spirit on that place and tremendous joy and happiness. And we also, Lord, ask that you release an unlimited blessing of finances in Keaton's life and in Nick's life. Unlimited, Lord. Blow those finances sky high. Allow there to be, you know, just really wonderful blessings of finances. Lord, bless them. Overflow their cup, both of them. We thank you, Lord, and we know you're good for it, and we're standing in faith on it. In Jesus' name.
Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus.
And just how our Lord is such a multitasker, you know, taking care of Nick's situation in such a supernatural way, introducing as someone. Again, I've known Nick forever, and it's a general consensus among Nick's close friends. You can't be in a bad mood around Nick. Like, it just, it's not possible. He's that kind of person. Like,
I love you, Joe.
I love you, brother. You know how much I love you. But, again, Nick's helped me so much, you know, and I was all depressed. I mean, he saved me. I mean, and this is going to be perfect for what this, you know, new brother's going through. Like, the Lord paired him up with Nick for a reason. Like, I feel that positively just because I know Nick well enough to say that. Like, he's just one of those people that lights up a room, and if you're in a bad mood, he'll stop what he's doing. He'll for 2 days and sit there with you. You know, that's Nick. So that's the true blessing. Our Lord is such a multitasker.
Yeah. Jesus, we just thank you for Nick, and we know that you're going to bless both of them, and there'll be your love in them for each other and for wherever you're going to lead them to help others. So this is a great example of your grace and mercy and love and how you come through to all of us, no matter what we're going through. You're there for us and you're there for them. And I know, we ask you to bless them and keep the enemy away and just let them be a blessing to each other and a blessing to everyone they come in contact with. And that Nick will be a great consolation and help, you know, for whatever Keaton is going through, you know, that he will minister the Holy Spirit to him, and both of them will be just powerhouses for the Lord. So we thank you in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And I just have to say, whoever's listening in, whoever's on the internet, anyone that's having any problems and going through any sort of strife, put your trust in Jesus. He will take care of you. And even if it's inexplicably hard and you don't think it can get any worse, just release yourself to Jesus and he will hold you and he will love you and he will take care of you.
Yes. Amen.
You know, Nick, I appreciate you saying that. Somebody needed to hear that. And the other day, Nick, when you called in and you encouraged Elizabeth, that I know that really blessed her, and your need hadn't even been met yet. And I can see what you mean, Joe, about Nick being just a really good person, you know, always helping others. So I know that Keegan is really blessed to come across Nick's path, and I know God has a plan here for Keegan. And everyone in the chat room, you have, Nick, you have 14 people in chat saying, Yippee. Everyone right now. 14 friends out with joy for what the Lord has done for you and covering you in prayer. Now they're praying for Keegan, and we just rejoice. You know, God can do his thing, no pressure. Just enjoy your provision, Nick, and just enjoy your relationship with the Lord till he gets here. And you know, if the Lord wants to work through you in Keegan's life, he will. But I just feel like the Lord's saying, just enjoy what I have for you, you know. Nick, just enjoy what I have for you, you know, and enjoy your relationship and, you know, let him flow through you effortlessly. You don't have to go save anybody. God's the Savior. And, you know, if God puts the word in your heart for Keith, you know, there'll be no pressure. God will do it. Very, you know, we wanted to also thank God for Stacy. He met her need through RCC, car fix. So we want to thank you, Lord, for Lana has been happy at work. You know, it's still a really hard place to be, but she's been encouraging us that those people that are still having to feel the rapture, that, you know, God is being her strength in the workplace, and we give him glory for that. And my sister, you want to, okay, my sister wants me to give you guys a praise report. She said, tell everybody thank you so much for praying for me at my job, because she had an amazing day yesterday, and she was at her breaking point. She wanted to really leave that job, and God did a miracle at her job. So she said,
Praise God.
I know. I pray for your sister every day, Judy. I pray for your family every day. And thank you, Lord, for answering that. That's great. I'm so happy to hear it.
Excellent.
Thanks, Keith. We appreciate it. We really do. And, you know, I just want to say something real quick. We have a friend named Mike Pate. He's rapture-centric. Him and his son, Curtis, he's a single dad. I put out his PayPal before. I put PayPal out there. I can put it out again. He emailed me this morning. You know, the landlord has given him a few more days. At least he's not out right now. But, Nick, will you pray for Mike? Because Mike listens to all the shows, and just lift him up that God will do a miracle. The landlord's giving him until June 4th, and let's just pray that God meets his need, and him and his son are not having to, you know, they have their home and their dog. They have a dog. And they you know, he said he was shaking. He went to the landlord this morning, and he emailed me. He goes, oh, you know, I'm leaving. I'm really, and he emailed me, said, I just got back. I thought she was going to kick me out, but she didn't. Praise God. So he's really excited. But still has.
Did he tell you, Judy, did he tell you what his goal was, what he needs, or just no?
Yeah, it wasn't really that much, but it didn't get quite met. And I think
there's,
how much is it?
Do you have the number?
Well, I think it was 800, and I don't think he quite made it. I don't know why
so
I thought it
was
that.
Are you mixing that up with mine? Because mine was 800.
Yeah, you're right. Yours was. You're right. I'm mixing up yours. I don't think Mike ever gave a number, but people did give. Very appreciative. He said, thanks, tell RCC thank you. Some people did give. It didn't quite meet the number, but the Lord, we know what the Lord's doing, you know. And let's just continue to – I just – Nick, can you pray for him? And he's listening.
Yeah.
I know he's listening. He has a son named Curtis. And you know, he doesn't want to be without a house. Nobody does.
Jesus, please look at – what were the names? I'm sorry.
His name is Mike. Mike and Curtis is his son, and Mike's a single dad.
Jesus, please look after Mike and his family and help us do whatever you can to make their needs met so that they can live in ease and be a family together. We know that you work miracles, and we know that you work in mysterious ways. Mike is a strong believer, and his faith has carried him this far, and we ask for another miracle. We ask for praise, and we ask for anything that you can do to help him and his family have smiles on their faces and live together in a stress-free and loving environment. Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
And I'm going to go ahead and put Mike's PayPal in the I think I've been putting it every day in the chat room, but sometimes I forget. So if anyone feels, I know people have already given, okay, so no one's begging you here, but if you feel led to give, it's Mike, M-I-K-E, that's all lowercase, M-I-K-E dot Pate, P-A-T-A-Y, at gmail.com. And if you feel led to give, you know, just go ahead.
And this June 4th was the deadline?
Yeah, but it was supposed to be today. So he was really nervous. He said, pray for me. So we were praying for him, and boom, he gets back to me before the show, and he goes, guess what? A miracle happened. She's giving me till the 4th, and he's encouraged. You know, he was expecting to pack up his stuff right then and there, and he didn't have to. And he's out of work because he had some unfortunate things happen. So he's a single dad out of work and desperately trying to find something. But, you know, the Lord, he really felt the Lord today. Really encouraged because he really felt the Lord is going to come through for him. But it's scary, you know, when you have a child. But God's going to meet him. God's going to meet him. And your story today just encouraged me to ask for pray to pray for him even more, you know.
What state is, what city and state is he in, Judy?
I don't know where he's at. I don't always know what state people are from. I don't know. Good thing I don't, because I'd probably tell everyone to come live here.
If Mike's listening, I know that it seems hopeless at some points and it's downright scary, but if he just releases himself to the Lord, it will be okay. We will make this work, and together as a church, we will pray, and a miracle will come your way. I am proof of it.
Yes.
I am proof of it. Amen.
Amen, my dear. That will encourage Mike a lot to give him greater faith. Jesus is a miracle worker. That he'll work for all of us.
Yes, Lord, we just declare that you'll do the same miracle for Mike and his son Curtis and their dog.
Amen.
For Nick, and we Go love you and thank
Poochie.
You. Yes,
Jesus, we
your...
thank you for what you're going to do.
Hey, Joe, can you lead us in some communion?
I can. I'm outside, so I'm just going to do element communion tonight. Okay, the Last Supper, our Lord asked us to do this in remembrance of him. We're going to remember first with the bread or, you know, whatever. I'm going to use an invisible piece tonight. But he prayed over the loaf, and he broke it amongst the disciples. He said, eat of this. This represents my body, which I give for you. Let us eat together. Later in the meal, the Lord filled his cup with wine. He passed it around. He said, this means my blood by virtue of the new kingdom. Drink this in remembrance of me. Let us drink together.
You heard me.
For as often as we eat this loaf and drink this wine, we proclaim the death of our Lord until he arrives.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Lord. We love what your sacrifice did for us, and we thank you, and we praise you, and we give you glory in your church.
Amen.
Thank you.
beautiful Pat, can you read to us? I know you have something special to read to us.
I have something on the Holy Spirit. It covers how we apply his the gifts. I just put it on, and I said, yeah, I'd like to read this. Okay, well, here we go. O Lord Jesus Christ, who before ascending into heaven did promise to send the Holy Ghost to finish your work in the souls of your apostles and disciples, deign to grant the same Holy Spirit to me, that he may perfect in my soul the work of your grace and your love. Grant me the spirit of wisdom, that I may despise the perishable things of this world and aspire only after the things that are eternal. The spirit of understanding, to enlighten my mind with the light of your divine truth. The spirit of counsel, that I may always choose the surest way of pleasing God and gaining heaven. The spirit of fortitude, that I may bear my cross with you, and that I may overcome with courage all the obstacles that oppose my salvation. The spirit of knowledge, that I may know God and know myself and grow perfect in the science of the saints. The spirit of piety, that I may find the service of God sweet and amiable, the spirit of fear, that I may be filled with a loving reverence towards God and may dread in any way to displease him. Mark me, dear Lord, with the sign of your true disciples and animate me in all things with your spirit. Holy Spirit, Lord of light, from your clear celestial height, oh, what just saw an angel, your pure burning radiance give. Yeah, and so then it goes on. I can read more at another time. It's got meditations here, but I'll just read a little bit every time. But that's how it opens up, you know. So I can read some He and I if you'd like that.
Yeah.
There's something here. Yeah.
Pat, please can you get that ready. And then before you read the next one, I wanted to ask Elizabeth, are you still on the line with us, Elizabeth?
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to ask Elizabeth if she could do a scripture flip for us. I just heard the Lord say that.
Sure. Good.
And then Pat, Roman's the one that really was requesting that you read to us, Pat, and I want to hear it too. So, yeah. Not Elizabeth, I meant to say Kimberly. Did I say Kimberly or Elizabeth? Sorry. Kimberly, if you're on the line, can you read us? You'll know what to read us, but read us something from the Bible that the Lord has you read that you like, if you could do that.
Okay. All right.
It could just be a random something that you love to read. It doesn't matter.
All right. Okay, this is like one of my favorite chapters in the book, the Songs of Songs, because it reminds me of Jesus all the time and his just love for us. So I'm going to read it. Chapter 1, it's called Love's Desires. Let him kiss me with kisses of his mouth. More delightful is your love than wine. Your name spoken is a spreading perfume. This is why the maidens love you. Draw me. We will follow you eagerly. Bring me, O King, to your chambers. With you we rejoice and exult. We extol your love. It is beyond wine. How rightly you are loved. I am as dark but lovely, O daughters of Jerusalem, as the tents of Kedar. Sorry if I pronounced that wrong. As the curtains of Salma. Do not stare at me because I am swarthy, because the sun has burned me. My brothers have been angry with me. They charged me with the care of the vineyards, my own vineyard. I have not cared for. Yeah, that's my favorite one.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, amen. I hear you, girlfriend.
Yeah, it does. Ooh, excites me when I read that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Bridegroom all over the place. Amen.
I knew she had. Well, Pat, we would love to hear some He and I or whatever.
Okay. I didn't know whether somebody wanted to talk or not. Okay. Okay, here we go. He says, she was thinking about an angel, Gabriel. She was thinking about him. And he said, do you remember this prayer? Pray for me so that, like you, I may serve God on earth. Is that the way you feel too? Take a good look within yourself. Do you give joy to everyone you approach as the angel Gabriel did? He consoled Daniel, the three children in the fiery furnace, and Zacharias. He filled the heart of the virgin with divine happiness when he announced the coming of the Savior. Have you offered material or moral help to others? Do you weigh the word you should speak and the one you should withhold? Are you quick to do a favor? Are you full of loving enthusiasm for the glory of God? Do you keep yourself constantly before his face, singing in your mind, holy, holy, holy? Ask the archangel to teach you to sing, to serve, to scatter joy, the joy that is God power. But ask often, what keeps you from persisting if you believe? He is like a father. Be thankful. Isn't to believe the greatest happiness of all? Oh, my little children, what a grace faith is. Could you ever compare yourselves with those who have lost it? You who are rich, give to the poor. Give them all your power to pray and to love, and your longing to love more. How can you love more? You ask the missionary, and he replied, by living only to please God. Mirror this often within your heart. Do I live to please God or to please myself? All the distance between heaven and earth is there. All the distance between allness and nothingness.
Kimberly, Rojo and Alana and people in chat were saying thank you for reading that word as well.
Oh, you're welcome. Whatever I can do, honey. My sweet loves,
yeah.
I'm here for you, you know? So anything, yeah. But, you know, I'll continue with the Holy Spirit another time because there's a lot on here, but it's really beautiful. So, you know, when I'm on, I'm going to keep this page and I'll just... maybe like in 3 or 4 days, I'll have it all. It's a lot here, but it's beautiful. It's how to apply all his gifts to your life. This is something new that someone sent me. You know, I'm on a page also that goes out to 4,000 people. So all the stuff that what I put on earth, it all, so praise God for that. That, you know, all this, all these things, prayers, everything, because I put stuff on from He and I, and it goes all over the world to these 4,000, and Lord knows how many others, you know. So I'm very grateful to do that. And see, someone sent me this, and I was able to bless you. So it just goes back and forth and back and forth, and the Holy Spirit will pick it out and give it to us for everybody. So, you know, everybody shares. Everybody. It's great. It's great.
Well, we have 9 minutes. Does any? Let me tell you who's on the line. We have Nick and Joe. And Leah and Kimberly. Beautiful people on the line. If you have anything to share, we want to hear it. Anything that's on your heart. We want to welcome Blah to the chat room. Hello, Blah. We love you, Blah.
Hi, Blah.
And Bill Oley jumped in. He must have gotten off work as well. We're happy you're here.
Great.
Chat room stays open for another 8 hours or so. So jump in
wow.
if you're bored and you want prayer. You just want to. Sometimes we watch videos together. Anyway, so the line's open. If you want to share, you know, pray, give glory to God for anything, any prayer requests. Anybody need telephone plate on them? Whatever, just let us know. Okay.
The young lady that was speaking of her husband and having some problems with a relapse, an addiction relapse, and she's pregnant. Is she on the line or no?
No, she's not on the line, but I'm going to try to get her number when she does call back because several people have wanted to talk to her. But I know she'll call back. She's called in before. But I know she listens. In the archives. So if you have something you want to say to her, go for it.
I don't necessarily have anything specific that I wanted to say to her. I just wanted to get an update and just see how everything was. And I wanted to give her my phone number because I have experience with that sort of thing and have dealt with it. And I just felt like for some reason I needed to talk to her. I don't know. I was talking to Joe about it. I had a very strong feeling that I could possibly share something with her that might help her along.
Great.
Yeah, no. She's listening, and I know that you're going to be able to get in touch with her if, you know, should the Lord tarry, and because, you know, the Lord is drawing brothers and sisters in the Lord to encourage one another in this last hour, and I'm glad you're going with that because I know that's the Lord in you. You weren't the only one that wanted her number. There was somebody else that, you know, if the Lord encourages you guys, you know, at this church, most people here, we know each other. We talk on the phone, we Skype, we FaceTime. This is a family. You can have people's numbers. You know, there's no creepers here. No one's trying to stalk you only for the Lord, you know. So you feel safe. This is a safe place, okay? I haven't heard of any creeper situation. We've all been talking to each other, and this is family. So, Elizabeth, I know she's probably going to be hearing this, and we have, you know, some people that are praying for you and want to keep lifting you up. So we're looking forward to when you can call back in again. She did give me her YouTube channel, but I'm not sure if it's the right one. So I sent her a message, and I told her to call to let me know. And so when she does, I'll let you know, Nick. All right? So that's awesome. You know, the Lord is drawing people together. And I've had people call me and say, I know this is weird. I don't know you, but I'm feeling really drawn. I felt drawn to your channel. I feel drawn to this this church. I just wanted to talk and, you know, say hi and introduce myself. And I'm like, yeah, no, it's fine. You know, the Lord is putting us all together. It's not weird, you know, but it is weird because, you know, it's on the internet and you don't really know people. But, you know, the Lord is drawing us all together and we might not ever meet each other except, you know, in the air. but he can still love and try and build relationships. And these relationships to me are stronger than the people I know face-to-face. I mean, really, I've been able to share with people at this church that I can't share with, you know, with people I know in the natural, you know, that I see face-to-face because God has made us a family. So, praise God.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
I'll let her know, Nick. I'll get that to you.
Great.
I'm sure any encouragement, you know.
That's great.
Who's online, Judy? Is Leah still online?
Leah is. Make her talk. Make her talk.
Leah, honey, girlfriend, talk to us. We miss you. We love you. Chat. Leah, you there? Where'd you go?
It's amazing. I swear that Leah likes to write. She'll write you a chapter before she'll talk to you. She will write. Probably writing to you right
now. What about Lana? Is Lana on? Lana, are you there?
Alana's in the chat room. It's
okay.
It's Kim.
Love you, Lana.
Kimberly, Pat, and Tana. Oh no, Tana had to leave to work. So it's Kimberly and Leah and Pat and Joe.
Wow. Keith.
Wonderful.
And Nick had.
Kimberly, you share with us some more. Kimberly, share with us some stuff.
I want to hear you share with us.
Amen.
I know. Let's ask Kimberly a question. Let's ask her a question. Do one of those things you did today, Keith. Remember what you did? You went around and we all had to answer a question.
Yeah.
That was fun. Everybody in the chat room answered it in the chat.
That was fun. The trusting God thing, remember? What does trusting God mean
fun.
To us?
Yeah. Do you want to use that same question?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, Kimberly, what does trusting God mean to you? She probably has her phone on mute and she's talking. She did that last time.
Oh, my. I'm so sorry. I don't know why it does that. Like, I don't know why my phone be going on mute. I think it's the enemy doing that because I don't know. It was not on mute previously, so I don't know what happened, but I thought I was talking the whole time. I'm so sorry. Trusting God, it's all about, to me, it's all about loyalty. Like, it's just all about loyalty. Like, can you hold it down? Like, it's the same thing as if you was in a relationship or marriage. Like, it's about loyalty. Do you have faith? Like, do you just believe? And do you, like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like, it's like a covenant. It's like a
just dependence, total dependence. That's what I would say. Just dependence and faith and loyalty. Can you really hold it down for that person? Can you? So I know I can for Jesus, even though he makes me mad sometimes, but still, I still hold it down for him because I love him. That's my first love.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Yes, he's all of our first love, so, you know, we don't have an excuse, you know, so, yeah. That's it, dependency, loyalty, and faith. So,
beautiful.
That's what I say.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's good.
Love it. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah,
honey.
You kicked the devil hard. You kicked the devil's butt hard today by calling in, Kimberly. You kicked his butt hard.
I just don't like him laughing at me. I don't like him getting victory at all. So I had to cut that
out.
He's
lost.
You cut that off.
He won.
So we have 20 seconds. Spirit and the bride say.
Come quickly, please, Lord.
Don't tarry, bridegroom. Come quickly.
Yes, we love you, Jesus.
Yes. Come right now.
Jesus,
please.
Love everybody.
Love you, everybody. Love you, Pat.
Love you, everybody.
I love you, honey.
Love you, Judy. Love you, little John. Love you, Realm, and everybody in the chat room.
I love you, everybody.
Love you, guys in the chat room. Love you, Judy.
Love you, guys.